This is a Collider.com audio interview.
I'm curious, though. Today's a five-page scene, and you're filming it in, like, multiple different ways, different cameras, different setups. How do you maintain, or how do you sort of keep the energy on set going when you're filming the same thing for hours upon hours?
And that's just the actor's job. You know, that's they're really good at it. And if you cast people that are super talented, I don't think it requires so much from me. It's really them. And this scene especially is helped by the fact that they're wearing masks. So Danny and Nick, you know, if they are slacking, you would never know it. So it really is fine. But I haven't had any issue with that. I mean, yesterday we did 4.5 pages with Jesse and Aziz, a big emotional scene, and they're just so good that they can get there every time. I mean, it requires, you know, subtle reminders here and there, but it's really work with the right people and they deliver the performances.
Do you think the mask has unleashed something in the actors? Something like
Nick seems to be enjoying the physicality of it. Yeah. That's what he said. It was really weird acting in mask. He was never done it before. But I think with Danny, both of them, you get the performance through their vocal. I mean, I don't know if you guys can hear it at all, but they're like, it's the same old guys, you know? Yeah. So it's awesome.
I'm just curious. I mean, you're making a film about somebody with a bomb strapped to him. I mean, this could very easily go into very, very dark places. How do you keep it from becoming too grim? And at the same time, how do you maintain the tension constantly of, oh, he's got a bomb strapped to him?
Well, again, I think it's just casting Jesse to keep it real and then casting Aziz to keep it light. You know, as a duo, they really complement each other well. And Jesse plays the realness and Aziz keeps it light. And it's a really good balance. And then everyone else in the movie is pretty, although, you know, Danny, Nick, Pena, Bianca, the Major, like all of them are all pretty light, more lighter stories. So Jesse's really the one with the cross to bear, but everybody else keeps the movie sort of up.
And as a real follow-up, I mean, Zombieland was terrific and it had a lot of shifts in time and place, and this is almost like a pure classic Greek theater unity of it's 10 hours. Was that one of the pleasures, that you would just do this purely linear story, mostly through the eyes of one character?
Yeah, well, actually, this has a lot more characters in Zombieland, so it's been fun juggling all these different stories, because it's kind of like three pairs. There's Jesse and Aziz, Danny and Nick, and then Michael Pena and Bianca are another one. And then there's Fred Ward, who plays Danny's father, and he's a funny sort of hovering figure that Pena at one point interacts with. And so it's been fun juggling lots of different people, as opposed to just, you know, Zombieland was really just four people in a car. But as far as the linearness, like, that it's essential to the story, and, you know, it was fun playing with those jumps and the flashbacks of Zombieland, but I don't think you need it to make a good movie, so it's fun just to do a more straightforward one.
If it's 10 hours, why is it called 30 minutes or less?
He's a pizza delivery guy, and that's like the slogan of their Vito's Pizza, and their premise is that they'll deliver 30 minutes or less anywhere, and so he constantly is having to pay for pizzas out of his paycheck because he doesn't get in there in time, it's free. But there is like a moment where it's like, you have 30 minutes to do it, man. You got to go. This is your specialty. And then he, you know, the final says a slight double entendre. But really, it's just about a pizza guy.
Right now, we have, you know, we kind of are living in a time when there's action movies of all kinds of different tones. You know, Pineapple Express, you know, some of these guys were involved in one of the darkest action comedies there's ever been, I think. So
which?
Observe and Report. Right, so when you're kind of settling and thinking about, you know, the tone of your film, what was your thought process?
I love those 70s kind of movies. Like, for me, it's really Dog Day Afternoon, and to a lesser degree, the Coen Brothers. Like, the other movie I didn't mention before is Fargo. Like, Fargo is probably the biggest reference point as far as just, like, serious plot, they're doing fucked up shit, but yet the characters are endearing and funny and in their fucked up ways, and you're totally with them, and it's funny and real and everything all at the same time. And Fargo, to me, is probably the best reference point for this film as far as, like, the groundedness and the tone and, you know, what I hope it'll be. I think it's probably more actively comedic than Fargo is. You know, the Coen Brothers is such an understated comedy. We have, like, comedians. But it's, but I want that level of reality of that film as well.
Will you go as dark, violence-wise and blood-wise, or is it?
We don't really have much of the blood in this movie, but I think it has dark moments for sure.
Zombieland has one of the best cameos, arguably, in cinema for the longest time now. Are there any surprise cameos in store with this movie?
I wish there was. It didn't really lend itself. It's just, I mean, I think people will be really psyched to see Fred Ward in a big role again. He's so phenomenal. Yeah. And he's somebody who I wouldn't even really think of, you know, as a first choice, but that doesn't sound as good as I meant it. But like he wasn't the name that instantly leapt to mind, but he so delivers, and I think that like a younger audience is going to be really, really psyched to become familiar with him.
Are there any Easter? I just wanted to know if there's any Easter eggs in this that maybe go back to your first film.
No, not that. Other than Jesse Eisenberg, I'm not really sure. I'm not like one of the I'm not as clever as the JJs and those guys who like fill it with all these things for people to find. For me, it's pretty much A to B. So.
You said there were no script notes that anybody had given you, but was there ever a discussion of making this like a real-time movie, that just saying you've got 2 hours to do this and then making it?
No, because there's a lot of backstory that's like really important for the character stuff that, I mean, I definitely considered it, for sure. The movie really finds its dramatic engine once the scene happens. The scene, the movie really then just motors. But I don't think if you knew who Danny and Nick's characters were and their dynamic or why they're doing it or what Jesse's situation in life is, that this event really is a catalyst for him to like get his life together and for him to get his ass off the couch and like start doing all the things he kind of never did, then I don't think that all the payoffs would be as satisfying if it just started at this. I mean, this scene is ultimately where that would begin. And I think having the relationship to the characters really makes it all the more enjoyable for the process. Otherwise, it would just be like Crank or something where it's just a guy running, which is not the ambition.
One more question.
Last one?
Yeah. Okay. I wanted to know about film and video.
That's been a huge, you know, the first film was on, the first movie was on video. This film is on film, and I've had a real hard time dealing with 35. Like, I greatly prefer HD, and probably this will be my first and last film. I really loved shooting video. Maybe when this is done and I see the finished product and it looks as good as I know it will, I'll appreciate it, but it's just really frustrating not being able to see the image on a monitor that's at all good, and so you end up watching these really crummy SD staticky terrible images and you barely know what you see, what you're getting, whereas when you're watching HD you know exactly what you're going to have when the movie's finished. And so
okay, you gotta go, guys. Yeah. Thank you
anyway,
so much.
Thank you very much.
So psyched you guys are here.